and said there's a storm out.
Yeah.
On the ocean.
On the ocean.
Come on, come on, come on.
And it's moving this way.
Come on. Come on, man.
If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely, surely drift away.
Yeah.
We thank God this morning for, amen, our praise team, amen. Let's give them a hand this morning. Thank God for them this morning, amen. We thank God for part of our Baptist church this morning, for truly God has allowed us to come back again one more time.
Amen.
Glad to be in the service.
Yeah.
One more time to sing my song, y'all. One more time to pray my prayer, y'all. One more time. Glad to be in the service. One more time. Hey, I don't take it for granted. We don't take it for granted. We're grateful on today that God has allowed us. He has allowed us this opportunity to come and to fellowship with one another and to come and to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory on this morning. Because truly we serve a true and a living God.
Amen.
We serve a God that is faithful.
Yes.
We serve a God that is a good God, an awesome God, a mighty God, a great God. And so we thank God this morning for what he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do in all of our lives. Amen. Psalms 24, amen. We're going to read that to invoke presence and the power of the Holy Spirit into this worship experience on this morning. And it reads this thus. Let us read together. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him.
The Lord is in his holy temple.
Bow before your throne of mercy and grace on this morning, God. We come, oh God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh God. We come, oh God, with praise on our lips this morning, oh God. For with the fruit of our lips we will praise thee, oh God. We will magnify your name and glorify your name on this day, oh God. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come and to have a talk with you this morning, because we know know that just a little talk with you will make everything all right, Father. We come this morning thanking you, oh God, for the gathering, oh God, of this family, oh God, this church family on this day, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for our pastor and first lady today, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for our families, oh God, and those, oh God, that are near and dear to us, oh God. Father, we just thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness and your new mercies of this day and your grace, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, because you and you alone are worthy, Father. And so, Father, we come, oh God, this morning just thanking you and just praising you, oh God. Oh God, we're thanking you this morning, God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did, oh God. And we thank you this morning, God, because you have looked beyond all of our faults, oh God. And you have supplied every one of our needs this morning, oh God. And so, God, we thank you this morning and we bless your name, God. We don't take it for granted, God, that we're able to stand here, oh God, behind this sacred desk, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the air we breathe, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to live, move, and have our very being in thee, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you this morning, oh God, for your word, because your word is true power and strength. We thank you for your anointing, because your anointing makes the difference and it destroys every yoke, oh God. We thank you for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God, because your Holy Spirit leads, guides, and protects us, oh God. Keep us, oh God, as the apple of your eye, oh God. Continue to bless us, oh God, and to keep us, oh God. Continue, oh God, to give us revelation knowledge of your word, oh God. Continue, oh God, to keep us humble and meek, oh God, before you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, because you and you alone, oh God, are able to do anything but fail, oh God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning, and we praise your name this morning, and we say hallelujah to your name this morning, because you're worthy, oh God. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain. And so, God, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
How he continues to move. Amen.
Yes.
Have his way. Amen. Yes. And we know that as we go back and forth from day to day, amen, that we can feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And it makes a difference in your life.
Yes.
Amen. And folks say, what's going on with that thing? How do you know? He said, well, I don't know about you, but God is real to me. Amen.
Yes.
And there's an old song called My God is Real. Amen. It's number 249. And it says, yes, God is real. Amen. And see, if you don't know God for yourself, you can't say God is real. Amen. People think we're crazy because we come here every Sunday and we worship and praise God. But when God is real to you, Lord have mercy. Come on, man. I say when God is real to you, amen. Amen. Football game ain't nothing to you, amen. Basketball game, it don't mean nothing, amen. Amen, amen. You get to a point where you done went to all the clubs. I'm messing now, amen. Amen. You done had this boogum snuggums. You done had that one. Amen. You done tried this Johnny Walker. You done tried this Buddy Wiser. You done tried all the funny looking cigarettes and the pipes and the pills. And I know I'm meddling now. Amen. And you woke up. Amen. Sometimes you woke up. Sometimes you didn't wake up. Lord have mercy. Didn't know who you went out with. Didn't know who you came back with. Amen. Told this one that. Amen. Can't catch up with the line, amen, or the other line that you told on this, amen. Cussing and fussing all week long, amen, and then think you're going to come in and worship God.
Lord have mercy. Yes.
But when God gets real to you, Lord have mercy. Have I got a witness? Amen, amen, amen. You might start off acting crazy, but when the Holy Spirit whooped that behind. Anybody ever got you behind whooped by the Holy Spirit? Lord have mercy. When the Holy Spirit was there behind, it ain't like mama doing the rat-a-tat-tat or daddy doing the rat-a-tat-tat. But when the Holy Spirit get a hold of you, amen, you're going to get your behind, whoop, amen. And you say, I know my God is real. So the songwriter, he says, there are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure Come on now. Up is what's next. Come on now. That God is rich, for I can feel him deep within. And then the caller says, yeah, God is real. Real what? In my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. And this is the part I like right here. This is a little selfish part right here. He said, his love for me is what? Like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him what? Deep in my soul.
Yes.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. Y'all sounding good this morning. But I am sure. Come on now, what you sure of? Of this one thing. Thank God is real, for I can feel him deep within. Come on, sing y'all. Yes, God is real, real in my, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. He loved for me. Yet God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Some folks may doubt. Come on now. Some folks may scorn. All can deserve and leave me alone. Come on now. But as for me, come on now. I'll take God's heart, for God is real, and I can feel him in my heart. Yes, God is, yes, God is real, real in my real, in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he is. give God some praise. You can feel him in your soul. If God is real in your soul, if he's cleansed and made you whole, if you know that his love for you is better than your whole, I say yeah. Can somebody say yeah? Yes, God is real. Say I know it for myself. Yes, God is real. Heal my body. Yes, God is real. Yes, God is real. Put food on the table. Yes, God is real. Turn that thing around and around and around and around. God worked it out. Yeah, 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 yeah. God is. God is real.
Yes.
Oh my God. And leave you alone. But there's one thing I know for sure. God is real. Yes, God is real. Because I can feel him deep within. Come on, just give him some praise. God is. God have praise. Y'all sound like y'all know God this morning. God have praise. Yeah. Sound like a whole bunch of folks know God this morning. Amen. just how you feel. In other words, amen, it's a personal thing, amen. In other words, I can't speak for you. And you can't speak for me because you don't know like I know. Come on now. What God has done for me is not fair. You don't know, amen, what God brought us from Omar 200 Central Avenue. You don't know what God did and hated Richie Rose. You don't know what God did to bring us to heaven. What a fall. You don't know that the real God, I'm not talking about no jackman God. I'm talking about the little God that every Sunday when we got around the altar and the praises went up and folk came in sick. But God healed their body and they left the altar way. say, yeah, yeah, God is real. For he has washed and made me whole.
Yeah.
His love for me is like y'all sounded good on that. Lord, that Holy Spirit came in there. I heard the piano. I heard the tenor. I heard the alto. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard the little bass over there. I said, good God Almighty. When the Holy Spirit came through that, it sounded like, it sounded like the old school church. Amen. Lord have mercy. We thank God for the church that I own. I'm going to stop running my mouth. Amen. I'll let somebody else with it have a testimony. Amen. Give a testimony. Pastor Lindsay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God this morning. And he is the real God.
Because
my mind went back and you think about that Sunday school lesson.
Yeah.
The prodigal son. I pray God.
Yeah.
See, I used to be a prodigal son.
Come on.
I am ashamed of that. But it's by the grace of God.
Yeah.
It's by the grace of God.
Yeah.
I don't have to be prodigal anymore.
Right.
I have a father.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I got a father. I got the best role.
Yeah.
I got a home already prepared in glory. Because of his love.
Yes.
And because of his darling son. And the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And I pray, church, that you all continue to hold on to God's unchanging.
Because
the best is yet to come.
Yes.
And I thank God this morning for bringing me through. And not only bringing me through, but bringing my family through.
Amen.
Friends and loved ones.
Amen.
Pastor Kayson, First Lady Kayson, God bless you all.
Let's
continue to hold on.
Yes.
Stand on the wall.
Yes. Yes.
Stand on the wall.
Yes.
Thank God for you all this morning. Yes. Father God, we love you and God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, God is real.
Yeah, he is.
For I can feel him deep within me. And I can feel him deep within. Because I know that he's able to do anything but fail.
Yeah.
You can't make me doubt it. You can't make me doubt it.
Come on, man.
I know too much about him.
Yeah.
You can't make me doubt him. And when Jesus is in the building,
come on,
there is healing that takes place.
Yeah.
And so we thank God this morning for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in this place.
Yeah.
Exist upon his time. And so I say, God bless you all today and stay safe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God this morning for another day.
Amen.
I thank God for sending his son to do what no man would do. I thank God for the continued blessings upon all of us. Church family, pastor, first lady.
Yeah.
I love God. I continue to stay on the battlefield. Heart of God, continue to stay on the battlefield, and I will stay on the battlefield as well.
Amen. Amen.
He's anointed. Yes, he is. He's anointed. Yes, he is. Don't say he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there.
Praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. We just want to thank God for this day. Thank you, Lord, for all of the things that we have been through so we can come in your house and let people know that you are real.
Yeah.
Just give an honor to God who's truly the head of my life. Just hold on. Just keep holding on to the unchanging hand. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, just know that God got your back.
Amen.
And he got your front. And he got your side, your left and your right. So just understand that God has something for you, no matter what you're going through. The things that are designed to kill you, because once you get past them, God is going to bless you according to his riches and glory. I think they missed that. According to his riches and glory, God has everything in his hand. But don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about those bills. Don't worry about nothing because you got Jesus on your side.
Yeah.
Just understand that he specializes in the impossibility. So that little stuff you're going through right now ain't nothing. Just wait until you get through some stuff that you deem impossible, and that's where God will show up and show out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Back
in. Come on, church. Yes, God is real.
Come on.
This love for me is like pure gold.
True.
And I can say that too, because sometimes I didn't love myself.
Yes.
But I know that God loved me. He gave up his will for me. So I just thank God for just being real.
Mm-hmm.
Real.
Yeah.
That's being for real.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, I was at the point of helping me understand being how God really loved me until I got to know God for myself.
Yeah.
And then I know that God really, really loves his people.
Yes, he does.
No matter what they are, you always can go to God.
That's right.
That's what, you know, I had to learn that myself. No matter how much I've messed up,
that's right.
I always can go to God.
That's right.
And ask for forgiveness, and he will forgive me.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. So that's why I just want to thank God for that. Thank God for the heart of God. God has done. And the last of the heart of God.
Amen.
Truly been good to us.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly have been good to the heart of God. That's the church.
Yes.
To our ups and downs.
Yeah.
This understanding and all. He has truly been good to all of us.
Yeah.
I just want to thank God for all what he has done and continue to do in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
First lady.
Yo. Good morning, heart of God.
Morning.
Yes, God is real. He's real to me. He's real to everyone. He's real here at the Heart of God Baptist Church. And he just keeps on watching over us. He keeps us day by day. He keeps us individually and collectively. And yes, he's real to all of us. And here at the Heart of God Baptist Church, the Lord comes in here every Sunday and shows up, and he shows out. He shows his love. He shows us grace, and he shows us mercy. And he, most of all, he shows us healing in the name of Jesus. He gives us victory through, and he gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. And yes, God is real. And he's real to us.
Yes.
And the thing about it is that he keeps us from all hurt, harm, and danger, those seen and unseen. And the thing is, he's fighting our battles in heavenly places for us. Because we can't fight it for ourselves. Only he can do that. And so that's why we're still here. We're still standing. Because he has went before us, and he has fought our battles. And yes, God is real. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep the faith and know that he's real, and he's real to all of us. Everyone has a have a blessed and safe week.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. And I thank God for allowing me to be here at church this morning to be able to be free. Praise him and give him all the praise and honor, because 2 weeks ago I was messed up. I feel like a new human being this morning because he's real. He's showing me who he is. I don't have to doubt him because I know too much about him. He's an on-time God, and yes, he is. And he's filled in my soul all of my life. When I say all of my life, I mean it, because from child up to now, he's been there protecting me, not protecting me, but my family, church members. And when you see the glory and the goodness of the Lord and what the work that he and the power that he has to do all things in our lives, and we're here to test that he is real. He's true to his word.
Yes,
he is. He does the impossible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He does
yes,
the miracle. He does the healing.
Yes,
he's
does.
There from morning, noon, and night,
yes,
watching over us.
Yes.
As we go. not knowing what today is going to be or what today is going to end. But we do know this one thing, that God is real.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's real.
Yes,
he
is.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is. So I'll be safe and trust in the Lord.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get somebody on the line. Man has a testimony. How real God is. Amen. We're going to go to our first caller. Last four digits. Last four digits. 7611. 7611. Morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. It's hard to explain, but Lord knows it better than I can do and say things and say the right thing in the right way. I just be still and be quiet and just listen. And I know God got my hand and he know what I'm going through, and I keep complaining and complaining to myself. But only God knows better than I know. I just shut my mouth and say, thank you, Father, for giving me another second chance to open my eyes up and see another brand new day. You gave me breath, so you know I must be all right. I'm doing okay. Because God gave me another chance to get on the ground and walk on my eyes and see the sunshine coming through my eyes. And I must be doing the right thing. But I'm going to shut up and be quiet and say thank you, God, for being so good and listening to me, to my complaining, and stop shutting my mouth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We can go to our next caller. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning. Good morning. I don't know if they're on mute or not. You on mute, 7351? All right, they must be listening in. But we thank God for all of our callers and everyone who participates time after time, Sunday after Sunday, amen, of worshiping our God. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And we just want you to continue to pray one for another. Pray for the absent part of our body. I pray for those that are tuned in and listening from various means and methods. Mm-hmm. And we just want to continue to pray for all of our children. I know in this area in particular, we have a lot of young people that are led astray and they're doing a lot of violence. Amen. A lot of things that are against the law. Amen. So we want to pray that the Holy Spirit's presence would buffer those things and come against those things. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, that they would have a moment of pause. And that when they have that moment of pause, that the laborers in the vineyard, the laborers in the vineyard would present the gospel. Amen. Amen. The Bible teaches us, amen, to pray the Lord of the harvest, that he would send laborers into the vineyard, because the harvest is plenteous. But the laborers are what?
You.
Amen. But the Holy Spirit will hold it back. Amen. And that's when it's time for the laborers to come in and present the gospel. And so we pray that for this season that we're in. Amen. Like every week, every weekend, every day. We have some young people that are going astray. Amen. Amen. We need to pray for them, pray for the grandparents, pray for the guardians, everyone around them. It used to be a time, amen, at least in the neighborhood I grew up, amen, that everybody knew your mama, everybody knew your daddy. Amen. And if they saw you somewhere, amen, you was acting up. I'm meddling now. Amen. Some of them will snatch you up. Some of them would get on the phone.
That's right.
And then I had one with a neighbor, amen. She come knock on the door. Did you know that aunt was so-and-so? Don't have mercy. We don't do that no more. Most of them don't know half the neighbors. Amen.
True.
Amen.
Yes, true.
Amen. And it's a change that people are afraid to get involved. Amen. Because so much is going on. Amen. If you say say something to somebody, child, they ready to lock you up.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Ghost, amen, can hold it back, amen, and allow you to live away and say a certain thing, amen, that you can make a difference in their life. And so the church is still operating, we're talking about this in the study, we're still operating under grace. And as long as grace is available, we need to make sure that the hand of grace is extended. Because there's going to come a day, amen,
yeah,
where the hand of grace is going to be withdrawn, amen. And the church is going to be raptured out. And then the dispensation of tribulation is going to come in. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And folks that once died came back. Amen. Blood is going to run as deep as 4 feet across. Folk, amen, that are suffering because of sin. Amen. All God is asking us to do is to plant in the water, and he'll give the increase. Amen. He's asking us to speak a word, because if you speak his word, amen, he says in his word that his word won't return unto him what? It will do what it set out to what? Amen? We need to get into a position where when the Holy Spirit is holding that sin back, speak that word, and then in the New Testament, what they would do, Dr. Sykes, is after they spoke that word, and if it was received, they rejoiced, but if it wasn't received, they expanded back then. Shook it off as a testimony of them. Amen? So that's the mindset we got to be in. We got to be ready for this spiritual battle that we're going through. Amen. And we're going to ask Dr. Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer. Amen. But we want to pray for the saints that are on the battlefield for the Lord. Amen. And old Saul said, I promised them that I serve until I die. I'm on the what? Battlefield for my Lord. And as we're on the battlefield, amen, we got to encourage each other, amen, to stay in this fight, stay in this battle. It's a falling away. It's a falling away. Every generation has a falling away, amen. But God always has a remnant, amen, that's going to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. Because truly, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have what? Everlasting life. Stop it.
Yes. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all earth. Who has set thy glory above us? Oh, God, we come this morning thanking you and praising you for another beautiful Sunday.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, oh, God, because it was your grace and mercy that allow us to just come to your house of worship one more time. In spite of what we look like and feel like this morning, Father, you were faithful. You kept your word, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Father. You gave us your new verses this morning, Father, and you didn't have to do it, so we thank you for it. And Father God, we thank you again because you gave us the life of life, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Father, because you allowed him to die for our sins, that we might have a right to eternal life. And we thank you for the power of the sweet Holy Spirit, oh God, that continue to lead us and guide us every day, Father God. So, Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus this morning that as your Holy Spirit move from heart to heart and breath to breath, oh God, that if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, Father, that you will cleanse us and wash us from all unrighteousness. And, oh, God, as you cleanse us, that you will fill us with more and more of you, Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you, Father. Because of your loving kindness and your goodness, we are here today just to worship you. So, oh, God, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. Hallelujah to your name.
Yes.
And Father God, I pray that you would come in a little bit more and stay with us a little bit longer and just stuck with us for a little while longer, oh God, as we begin, Father God, to just chew on your word, Father God. And Father God, I pray now, Lord Jesus, that you will look all that the case on as he prepares to bring a message from you. Oh God, touch our hearts and our ears, oh God. Touch we might be able to see you. We might be able to hear you, but most of all, we might be able to understand the word, oh God.
Yeah.
Father God, that we might be better servants for you, oh God, to do your will, Father God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that your word, oh God, will continue to nurture us, oh God.
Yeah.
Continue to help us to seek your faith. But, oh God, give us that spirit of humility, oh God, that as we learn of you, oh God, that we might be able to share it with somebody else and share it with love and compassion. We thank you for that this morning, oh God. And then, Father God, we pray that you will look on First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to bless her going out and her coming in.
Yeah.
Continue to give her strength as she go and deal with students day by day. Oh, God, we thank you for the service that she render, Father God.
Yeah.
We thank you for every teacher, oh, God, that you allow to just teach the students, oh, God. The ones that have it with a true heart, oh, God. Bless them this morning in a special manner, oh, God. Give them a double portion of your strength this morning, oh, God. Father God, sometimes they don't know what to do or what to say, oh, God. But, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be their strength, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray that you will give them your words of encouragement. Father God, some children, that's the only love they ever receive. It's through the school, oh, God. So I pray, Lord Jesus, a special prayer upon the teachers and upon the superintendents and upon the school bus drivers and school administrators, oh, God. And then, Father God, I pray for parents and guardians, oh, God. Father God, some of us don't know how to raise children, oh, God. So we need your Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
we need you to teach us, oh, God. Humble our hearts and our spirit that we might learn of you, Lord Jesus. And, Father God, most of all, humble us, oh, God, that when we do get it wrong, that we be able to sit down and talk to our children, explain to them that we make mistakes too. But let's help us to do it in love, oh, Father God. Father God, you're the answer.
Yes.
You're the answer to every family.
Yes.
You're the answer to every prayer. You're the answer to every need.
Yes.
Father God, I don't care what man say.
Come on now.
You're the only answer to our world today, Jesus.
Yes.
So help us to seek your face. And we that do know you, Father, continue, oh God, to keep us in the straight and narrow pathway. Don't let us get too righteous, oh God, because we need you, Father. We need you more than ever before. And Father God, we thank you for this branch of Zion,
thank you, Lord.
The Heart of God Baptist Church.
Yeah.
We thank you for every person that you placed here, because you placed them here the way you wanted them to be, oh God. So continue to help them to work in their gift.
Yeah.
Continue to bless their gift.
Yeah.
Continue to bless them, oh God, that it will be for your glory, oh God. Let them know that they have a purpose, oh God, regardless of what it is, Jesus. You placed them in this branch of Zion. So, oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to strengthen them.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to heal them through your word. Combine them, keep them in your love and in your unity and your fellowship, oh God. We thank you for this branch of Zion here.
Yes.
And Father God, we thank you for churches that you have placed throughout the land.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for every pastor and every servant leader. And Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, for those that need jobs, those that need food and clothing, those that need a roof over their head. And Lord Jesus, we pray for those that don't know you today, Father, that you will draw them nigh unto your cross.
Yes.
And Father God, we that do know you, forever to lead us and guide us, that your name will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for every blessing.
Yes.
We thank you for all that you continue to do. And we pray this morning for Dickens and Nita Price.
Yeah.
We pray, oh God, that you continue to be her help.
Yeah.
Continue to be her strength and her healer, oh God. Thank you for how you kept her and how you brought her.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray that you look on Dick and Daniel Price this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
We pray, oh Lord, for their families.
Yeah.
And Father God, we pray for Mom and Papa Richardson.
Yeah.
We pray for the sick part of the heart of God.
Yeah.
You know who they are this morning.
Yeah.
You know what they stand in need of. And so we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would touch these, your people. And then, Father God, the ones that are listening to you, Father God, whatever mode of communication, Father God, just be their strength today. Speak to their hearts and speak to their mind. Let them know that you love them with an everlasting love. And Father God, when we've done all that we can do then, and Father God, and you call us home from labor, hallelujah, to rest. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you, Father God,
you
will continue, hallelujah, to get the glory. Father God, that you, Father God, will continue to be lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you draw all men unto
Lord,
you, hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. If you do the drawing, Father, hallelujah, souls will be saved.
Yes.
And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And we love you now. And we thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Pouring us all out in prayer, amen. Tell the God, truly a prayer answering God. And we thank him for all the prayers that he's continuing to answer. And I don't know about you, amen. When I thank God, go to the Lord in prayer, amen. And know that God knows about the situation before I ask. Somebody going to catch that in a second, amen. When you go to the Lord in prayer, amen, he already knows what you're going to ask for before you ask him.
That's true. Amen.
Amen. Are we tracking with that this morning? Amen. And in other words, God already knows what you need before you realize or recognize you need it. Amen.
That's right.
Somebody get ready to get excited. Amen. Yeah. See, the thing is, too many times we don't take it to the Lord in prayer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come on now. We got to learn to take everything.
Everything.
To God in prayer.
That's right. Everything.
Amen. Got a perfect example in Jesus. Amen. And all them hell raisers. Come on now. Get on his last nerve. Somebody ought to say amen.
Yep.
He said, I got to get away.
Yep.
Where's Gethsemane at? Amen. I need a sweet hour of what?
Of
prayer. Amen.
Yes,
and what that does, amen, is when all the hell raises getting on your last nerve, amen, is that you get in touch with the hellhound Jesus.
Okay.
That again. Anybody see the hellhound? They just keep running. Don't nothing but the kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. Now I can bark real loud too. Amen. But when you get away from that sweet hour of prayer, come on now. God is in the hellhound chasing. Somebody say, God is my hellhound chasing. Amen. Lord have mercy. He's a hellhound chaser, amen. And the record said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against him, amen. So he'll run them hellhound. You remember when these guys turned them hellhound chasers around? Lord have mercy. They know they done tucked the tails and they start whipping. God is my hellhound chaser, amen. Lord have mercy. Amen. Jesus will get away, amen. And the Holy Spirit will strengthen me and say, it's enough, man. I'm good. Amen. But we got to go to the Lord, but in prayer. Amen. God will give you what you need. Amen. In prayer. Amen. On this past Friday, we did our first praise report. We're setting up the praise report podcast as we go to our revival season. This year, and my co-host was my brother, Deacon Steve, amen, who called Deacon Steve speak, and his wife, amen, Linda, Reverend Linda Kayson, amen, was our interviewee, amen, and we wanted to hear her praise report, and her praise report of how God, amen, touched and healed her body from cancer.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. And it was so beautiful to hear the husband interview the wife, amen, about the process, amen. We first talked about her salvation, amen. We talked about how God saved her, God has blessed her. We talked about what was her personal relationship with God. And she said her personal relationship with God was like breathing. In other words, everything that she can do now is because of her personal relationship with God. Like breathing, amen? And she went on to talk about her relationship with her family and her husband. Then she went on to talk about her praise, amen, for God that left her in the midst of the storm that she said she called a cancer storm, amen. And that God gave her a praise in the midst of the cancer storm. Amen. And then she went on to say, amen, that now that she's been delivered, she's going to continue, amen, to go and to tell somebody else about the deliverer. Amen. Then when she was going through her testimony, encouraged somebody else to come to know Christ. Amen. In the midst of her going through the storm. Amen. And that's what we come to worship today for. We come to worship on a regular basis, amen. Whatever means you come, whether you're on the internet, whether you're on the radio, whether you're in person. But we come to encourage each other, amen, in the midst of those storms of life that we all go through. The Bible teaches us that many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, amen, deliver us what? From them all. Amen. And when you understand that thing, what happens is while I'm going through my storm, amen, you'll come alongside me, amen. And you'll encourage me, amen, to continue to praise God in the midst of the storm. Amen. But if there was nobody, amen, that hadn't gone through, amen, there would be nobody that could witness to. Did I say that clear enough? Amen. If nobody hadn't gone through, there'd be nobody that could witness to. Amen. In other words, sometimes you're going through, and so that you can help someone else, what? Make it work. But the enemy wants to put you in a situation of, woe is me. And why is this happening to me? And me, pity party, amen? But God wants you to trust him in the midst of your storm, amen? So that when somebody else is going through that same storm, you can say, hey, brother, hey, sister, amen? Be encouraged, amen? Because I was once where you were, amen? And this is what the Lord has done for me, amen? And so there's a song, Psalm 34. And in this Psalm 34, many times we rehearse the first 8 verses, amen. But the psalmist can only rehearse the first eight verses because he saw what God did, amen, in the last 10 verses. In other words, we have to sometimes, amen, realize, amen, that the celebration, amen, the high praise, amen, is a derivative, amen, of the storm. In other words, the high praise, the high worship, the glory mountaintop experience, amen, is a derivative of what happened in the valley. Somebody tracking with me this morning, amen. In other words, you appreciate the mountaintop experience more, amen, when you've gone through what? The valley. Have I got a witness? The song said, yea, though I what? Walk through the what? Valley of what? The shadow of death, what? I will what? Fear no evil. Why? Because when I was in the valley, Dr. Sykes, I found out that God said what? And it comforted me, amen. Amen. And then I found out, Dr. Lindsay, that God will prepare me what? A table, what? In the presence, what? Of my enemies. When I found out, Sister Juanita, that when I was in the valley, amen, that God would anoint my head with oil, and brother Dr. Minister Harris, and I found out in the valley, amen, just when I was parked, didn't think I was going to make it, God would allow my cup to run over. I said, he blessed me so good and I'm drinking out of the sauce. Come on. Have I got a witness? With the enemy and the wicked all about me, amen, I'm drinking out of the sauce. Lord have mercy. I got so much on my, amen, that I can share it with somebody. Have I got a witness? Amen. And the thing that I like about it, first lady, is God got more than enough. Amen. And if you think that's enough, amen, God will, you don't make a restaurant where they keep popping you off, amen. God knows when you get a little low, amen. He'll send somebody around, amen, to top it off, amen. If you're drinking something hot, amen, let me warm it up. If you're drinking something cold, let me add a little more ice and a little more whatever it is, amen. When you look at some of these songs, you get to the point where you think that all you say is verse 1, Psalm 34, that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually what? Be in my mouth. Let me let you know today, you don't get there overnight.
That's right.
Can I get real? Amen. Tell the truth, amen. Sometimes there's more words in our mouths right now. We've been saved. Amen. And there's some words that still, come on now, I'm meddling, amen, come out of our mouth. Amen. Like, amen. There's some words, amen, when we get in a situation, Sister Renee, amen, that the first thing they praise out of our mouth, amen. But there's some profound words that have four letters in them, amen. And justice with our hands and our fingers, amen, that takes rest. When you begin to have some valley experience,
yes.
Come on now, and you begin to see God deliver in the valley experience, amen. What happens is that when you go through some of those trials and tribulations and you see God in the valley experience deliver you and prepare a table before you and anoint your head with oil and his rod and his staff to comfort you, and he begins to allow your cup to run over, and he allows you to lie down in green pastures, and he allows you to be led by the still waters. And when you begin to restore your soul, then what happens is those words of complaining, those words of problem continue to turn into words of praise. But you can't have a praise, amen, until you see the one that blessed you, amen, bring you out of the mouth. Lord have mercy. Some people say that you can't have flowers if it don't rain. Some people say you can't have a springtime now that you go through weather, amen. I never got a witness. Amen. Amen. You can't appreciate the summer. Amen. Not that you've had a fall. Amen. And so what God says in his word down in this Psalm 34, and it really gets you to understand in verse 19. See, before I can experience verse 1, you got to go down to verse 19. And verse 19 says, many what? Are the afflictions of the righteous. Look at somebody say, you right? You going to have some many afflictions. That would scare the average person to death. Amen? But don't you know God, amen, knows where to put a conjunction. You know what a conjunction is? A conjunction is in a sentence, one of the eight parts of speech. It's a conjunction. And what it does is it allows you to understand in the sentence that the sentence ain't over. In other words, the first part is not the end. Look at somebody say the first part, not the end. Ooh, goodness gracious. Aren't you glad today that the first part is not the end? So regardless, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Don't get upset. Just hold on. That it ain't over. That's not how it ends. Amen. And he goes on to say, but the Lord, come on now. But the Lord, what? Delivers them what? Out of them what? Oh. And this is what God will do for you in verse 26. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. In other words, God will keep you while you're in the valley, and he won't allow your bones to get broken. And in verse 21, when the evil folks come about, he says, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. In other words, you don't get mad, don't get upset, because God has got your back, amen, and this is his mind, what? Say what? The Lord. Psalm 30, I believe Psalm 37, he says, fret not thyself because of what? Evildoers, because they're what? Sown be what? Cut down and what? Wither like the green grass. Come on now. Go down to that last verse. He says, the Lord redeemeth the souls of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be done.
Yeah.
In other words, what God is letting you know, amen, that they might be up for a little while. But they ain't always going to be on top. Come on now. God lets you know, amen, it might be a little dark in your life right now. But it ain't always going to be dark. Have I got a witness? God will let you know you're going through a little pain right now. Amen. But eventually, God is going to ease the pain. Have I got a witness? Has anybody ever gone through some trials in your life? Amen. And you had tears running down your face? Amen. But the record declares that one day, God's going to wipe all the tears from your eyes. Have I got a witness today? There's going to be some times in your life where it's going to seem like things are turmoil in your life. But I'm here to tell you today, the preacher said it earlier, that God specializes in things that we call impossible. And just when you think the impossible has won, the God that specializes in the impossible will come through on time. Have I got a witness? The songwriter said, he's an all-time God. I said, he's an all-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes.
So David let you know in verse 17, I'm going back now. He says, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Look at somebody and say, trouble don't last always. Have I got a witness? When you understand, amen, there's going to be some trouble in your life. There's going to be some storms in your life. But trouble don't last always. I'm trying to get you to verse 1. Amen. When trouble comes, the enemy wants you to believe that it's always going to be trouble. But the word of God says the righteous cry and the Lord hear him and deliver them out of some. He said, no, all was their trouble.
Hold on.
Devil trying to tell you, Lord, I don't care nothing about you. You just go back up to verse 16. Verse 16, it says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Come on now. Look at somebody and say, God ain't playing with them. If you ain't got no act right, you're going to suffer the consequences. And if they continue to do evil, it says God will remove the remembrance from the earth. In other words, that mess that they're doing right now, amen, God will wipe them out, amen, and you won't even remember them what no more. Going back up to verse 15, he said, the eyes of the Lord upon the righteous, and his ears are open until they cry. Oh, when somebody cried out to the Lord. I used to know that some of the old saints, amen, they say they would cry out to the Lord all night long. They would have prayer vigils. They would have house prayer services. They would get together and pray and wait on the Holy Spirit. And they would cry out to the Lord all night long. And whether we knew it or not, they had your name in their mouth. Come on now. Will present you before the Lord all night long. Somebody said, I'm glad today that I had a praying grandmother. Somebody said, I'm glad today that I had a praying father and mother. Somebody said, I'm glad today that somebody took the time to pray for that little boy with breath and breathing little man tells her, that little boy that didn't know that he was being blessed by God, and God had ordained and knew what he was going to be, but somebody stood in the gap and told the enemy, you can't have him, take your hands off him. God's got to work for him. God's got to work for her. They cried to the Lord all night long. So, go back up. Here it goes, because I know y'all been here for a while. You get to the point where you realize that God is so good. And you look at it, verse 10. When you look at verse 10, I'm gonna go back to verse 9 before we're going to finish out with verse 8. Verse 9 says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want in them that fear him. I'm old enough to know that God is going to give me everything that I need. But if I look at this record, I realize I got some faith. And if I want some faith, have I got a witness? Has anybody ever had God break you off a piece of what you want? Have I got a witness? What did he say? He said, there is no want to them that fear him. In other words, not only will God give you what you need, but if you fear, in other words, respect him and honor him, God will break you off a little pump of what you want. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. Some folks live long enough to say, I don't want for nothing. Have you got to that point yet? Amen. Well, I don't want for nothing. God has made it. God has made it. God has done it. I can go to my house. Amen. I got more than one pair of shoes. I got more than one pair of pants. I got more than one pair of bottle of water. I got more than one cup. Good God Almighty. I got more than one job. Come on now. I got more than one child. Tell me how I'm going to have none. My wife's going to have none. But I got not only one, but I got two. I got children and grandchildren. Come on now. God will break it off. If you fear him and reverence him, God will give you not only what you need, but what you want. When you're going through the fire, understand that God's working it out for you. Understand that God is the one that not only will provide for what you want, what you need, but God will give you what you want. So after you done did all these things, God has been with you through the rest. And God has provided you everything that you need. And not only that, God has come around and given you a double blessing and given you what you want. Have I got a witness? Then the song said in her days, he said, old days, he said, old days, and see that the Lord is good. Have I got a witness today? Has anybody in here ever tasted the goodness of the Lord? I mean, you've been down, and you've been out, you've been up, and you've been down, almost low to the ground. But the God we serve, I said, the God we serve, he won't allow anything more on you than you can bear. Have I got a witness today? And just in the time of trouble, and just in the time of struggle, somebody say, God's waiting for you to give a praise in the midnight hour. I've learned to praise God in the midnight hour, because it ain't, I said it ain't in the midnight hour. God is, and God will turn it around. Now I got a witness, give him a praise in the midnight. And David said, I will learn to trust in Jesus. I will learn to trust in God. I'm going to learn to praise him in the midnight, because God is good. And greatly to be praised. Paul and Silas was in the bottom of the jail, and at midnight they began to praise and sing praises unto God. And the word says the hurt got scared, shook up, the jail got scared, shook up, and loosed them
the Lord bless them, but he'll bless you as well. So, oh, taste, oh, taste, oh, taste, oh, taste, oh, taste, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, what? They put their trust in him. And you'll be like verse 1. But look at somebody say, it took me a while to get to verse 1. It took me a while to get to verse 1. But now that I'm there, great God Almighty, now that I'm there, I don't get down too hard no more. I still get down, but I don't get down to stay down. Amen. I realize that when praises go up, the blessings are on their way. Pastor, why do you always say that 31st song? See, folks just hear the first one. Amen. But I'm trying to encourage you to realize when you're going through the rest of that stuff that you need to praise God. But I've heard that song before. I've heard that song. But the problem is you heard it, but you don't understand. You can hear a whole lot of stuff, but when you understand it, good God Almighty, it means something different to you. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise what shall continually be in my mouth. Means something to you after you've been through the valley. I'm trying to prepare you to go through the valley. Woo! Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. I don't know where you are in your life today, but I want you to know that God has favor. Favor on your life. God has been a saving God. And that favor includes your salvation. God's hand of grace is extended. Don't care how low you are or what rock bottom you take. God's love is pouring and reaching out to you. Amen. He wants you to come taste and see that he is good. Amen. He wants you to get to the point that even when you're in the valley, you'll say, thank you, Jesus. Even when you're in the throne, you'll say, praise the Lord. Even when you're in the middle of going through, you'll still worship the Lord. Even in the midst of your trial, you say, God, be for me more than the whole world against you. Even when you don't have no strength, you can say, I can do all things through Christ that gives me what? The strength. And you can say, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. But if you don't know that word, all you'll see is the first one, I'll bless the Lord at all times. You're like, well, why am I going to do that when I'm in this trouble? Because you ain't read down to verse 17. You haven't read down to verse 8. You haven't read down to any of that. But when you read down to that and you realize that not only I'm going to get what I need, but if I fear and trust the Lord, I ain't going to have to want for nothing. Ooh. You say, what? Don't have to work. If anybody in here, amen, is 1 pound overweight. 1 pound overweight. You got more than enough. He gave you more than one time.
All right.
That's what he told them when he put man out there on the ground. He's just taking up for the day. They got greedy. Amen. 1 pound. You 1 pound overweight. Amen. You got more than enough.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead. My cup running over. Let me help you out right here. Lord, I've been talking about 1 pound. Amen. I'm not messing with nobody. Amen. You got 1 pound to give back. Go ahead, man. But when you see it in that perspective, that you don't want for nothing. God has given you everything you needed, amen. He's given you everything we needed, amen. 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 And we don't want for nothing. If you go in your problem, you got two pairs of shoes.
More than two pairs.
Come on now.
We got stuff in my house. I don't know about that. We got stuff.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. They got stuff for Christmas that they ain't even killing. You know what the Christmas stuff is? The folks in games come on.
Yeah.
Ain't even playing with it.
Amen.
They go in there thinking they're going to get one bag of toys. They come out with five bags of toys. Mm-hmm. Don't look at your problem. Yeah,
no.
Look under your bed.
Amen.
It surely is. Y'all not saying that right.
Go down there if you got a basement. Go down there in the basement.
Oh, don't even talk about the basement.
Look at the closet. Go back into the pantry. You got stuff that's expired in the back of the
Yeah.
Got beans running back there, and they expired in 2020. You know how long it takes to get the beans expired? You got beans coming.
Some might go further back than that, huh?
Come on, man. Got stuff in the freezer that got freezer burn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop messing. But when we understand that and we have that reality, when we go through these trials and tribulations, God is going to do so much. He has brought us through so much. He has been so faithful.
Yes.
That's why his praise to continually be in what?
I'll bless
you with that.
Amen.
I'm excited. God said he'd give you what you want. Those to be him.
Yeah.
They want nothing. Oh, my God. Let me read that verse again. Make sure I read that right. Someone help. He said in verse 9, Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints.
Uh-huh.
For there is no want to them that fear him.
No
want.
But
the key is you got the reverence now.
Right.
You can't get no want thing, man, doing your thing.
All right. Come on.
If it's for those that fear him, there is no want to them that fear him. Oh, man. He says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want what?
No good
man.
Did he top the mic?
Come on.
That's just God swaying all over. And that's in the Word. And so this is what we have to teach our children. We have to teach and encourage each other. Amen. That God is not flat concerning his word. He ain't forgot. He ain't changed. As long as you fear or reverence him, God got your back. So watch out for it. Take care.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes, he will.
He'll take care.
Yes, he will.
And just when you think you don't have nothing, just walk around your house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just walk around your house. Yeah. Amen. Go. You got more than one pair of shoes.
Yeah.
That means you got one more than the number of feet that you got. Because you can't wear but one pair of what?
And that's the truth.
You right about that?
Am I right? Amen. Can't go when you ain't got but one pair of feet
right.
And two pair of shoes. But Jesus sent them out. He told them, don't take nothing. Sent them out two. He don't even take a coat. Is that what he's saying? Huh? Come on, man.
Yeah.
And we go to the closet. What am I going to wear? That don't look right.
Mm-hmm.
That don't go with that.
Mm-hmm.
What is this right here?
Mm-hmm.
I can't find nothing. I got so many knives in my closet. Oh, my God.
I mean, we have been blessed. How many times, right? Some of them falling on the ground. Ain't nothing on the rack. Some of them fell on the ground. Can I talk about me? Can I talk about me? Amen. Got shirts and sweaters and stuff in the closet my daughter's wearing. Lord, that verse. I ain't moving. But that's the thing of God taking care of you that you don't have these things to want for. Amen. To which stage of life you're in is that God would take you on the fear. Not only things that we feel, but reverence him, respect him, God will take care of him. Amen. He'll take care of him. All right, I'm praying for today. There might be someone here today who doesn't know Jesus and the free party of this and that doesn't know him as Lord and Savior of their life. And so we extend to you an invitation that you would come from knowing the Lord and Savior, but you have to make the choice. No one can make it for you. Your grandmama, your granddaddy can't make it. You have to make the choice. So we sing choices that we make.
Choices that we make.
Choices
that we make. Will be eternity. Choices that we make. Choices that we make will determine eternity.
Life
is filled with choices, and we all must make choices. But the choices that we make, choices that we make, will determine eternity. Choices, choices, what are your choices? Choices, choices, what are your choices?
Will you choose?
Will you choose the Lord today? Surrender now and have it way. The choices that we make, choices that we make, will determine eternity. Choices, choices, what are your choices? Choices, choices, what are your choices? Choices that we make.
Amen. We thank God for his word today. We're going to say goodbye to our online folk. We're going to have prayer. And we're going to, amen, have offering. Amen. And we'll.